Cardi B, Steve, is suing vloggers for defamation. You can say
vloggers.
What you want. Vloggers, yeah. You can say what you want. You can say what you want about Cardi B in private, but once you post it online, she's just coming for you. That's just it, plain and simple. Latasha Kay and Starmine, is that it? Star Marie Ebony Jones. Star Marie Ebony Jones, love that name. Are finding this out the hard way, people. Latasha Kay runs the vlog, and she's posted 23 videos over the last 23 months alleging that Cardi has been doing drugs. She even said that culture could be born with intellectual disabilities because of it. Meanwhile,
what? The baby?
Yeah. This is crazy. I know. Let me finish. Jones posted a video accusing Cardi B of doing Molly and cocaine, engaging in prostitution, and spreading herpes. Wow. The two even combined forces on a video with more allegations of STDs and hooking. Cardi has filed a defamation lawsuit against both women in the paperwork. Cardi says that she's never been a prostitute, never used cocaine or Molly, and doesn't have herpes. She gave them a chance to retract their statements, but they refused. Cardi wants an injunction to delete the videos they posted. Let's go, Steve.
You know, she can get a TIA on that. But what I hope she does
is... What's a TRA?
Temporary Restraining Order.
Restraining Order.
What did it call it when you have to take down something? It's called...
Retraction.
Take it down.
No, it's called... I forgot the legal term. I've done it.
Oh, cease and desist?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, but okay. What I'm hoping happens is, for Cardi B's sake, I hope that Cardi B can get some justice in terms of payback. See, what's ugly about the internet is they can say anything they want to about you. If you get an order to have it taken down, it's already been picked up 15, 20 other places.
Yeah.
You can't spend your day chasing this garbage. So you allow it to exist. But the originators of it, if you can bring them to court and get some type of restitution, some type of justice for it, you know, some jail time, a heavy fine, let you lose your right to vlog or whatever it is, or the money you made off of your post, because that's how they make money. They post this stuff, they get views, and they're paid by YouTube or Facebook a certain amount of money because they take in advertising. It's perfectly legal to do, but what shouldn't be illegal is you allowed to just, discriminate against somebody, say mean, hateful, hurtful things about a person's family.
That's right.
If it's not true, man, you should not be allowed to print it.
We've gone crazy with this. This is really bad.
Man, you got to be kidding, mess with this girl's baby.
So hateful.
And then they sitting up there, sitting down, and they join together like they a real correspondence team. And so now, man, I think this young lady, I think Cardi B has, I don't know the girls who did it, but I can understand Cardi B being upset about it.
More than upset. Yeah.
All of that.
Talk about my baby.
I mean, you know what, man? It's so hateful, man, when people just write what they want to write about you and they don't even know you and they don't have the facts and they just print lies.
But what gives them the right? I don't understand why they, I don't get it.
Going after people like this meanness.
I don't get this.
Man, if I could tell you the phone call I got the other day.
Really?
I'd be just going, man, I just called my lawyer and said, hey, man, just handle this, dog.
Wow, Steve.
It's some
evil,
sick,
hateful,
hateful imps in this world. Yeah. And I call them imps because they work for Satan. And they do his bidding all day long. They're just evil, man.
Yeah. Well, in other entertainment news, Steve, DMX and his crew accidentally drove off in someone else's Corvette. Apparently, DMX and his camp were at the W Hotel in Los Angeles. They went to retrieve their cars around 1 a.m. in the morning. A member of X's team asked the valet to get his car, his Corvette, but couldn't find the ticket. Now, normally, and we know that all know this is true, a valet won't hand over a car without a receipt. But since they recognized DMX, they got what they thought was his car. And DMX took the Corvette, headed to a club on Sunset Strip. Meanwhile, the actual owner called the police to report the car stolen after the valet confessed to the mix-up, okay, after that. So there you go.
What happened to my car?
Thankfully.
I parked the car here. I had a car. I parked it with y'all. I come back, no car at all. What y'all really doing with my car? What you really doing with my car? I came in a vet. I parked it with Ramon. I come back, no car is gone. What you really doing with my car?
Well, thankfully, thank you for that, Tommy. That was good.
That was good.
The valet also knew exactly where X and the crew were headed. The police were able to get the car back, so that turned out well, thank God.
Yeah, he just got
out. We're going to the strip club. We're making it rain. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, X. I'm sorry.
Has that ever happened to anybody? You got the wrong car?
Yeah,
somebody?
Oh, no, I ain't having it. I got in the other car because I wanted it.
No.
No. You what?
Oh, no, it didn't happen. I got in another car because I wanted it.
I've never been that high drunk. Yeah. Out of my, I know my car, dog. You can't hand me no car.
But two identical cars?
Well,
what if they're identical?
Kind of car, dog.
Well, identical, yeah, I can understand you getting the wrong car. But I know my car smell.
Yeah.
I know the stuff. I got little stuff in my car, let you know. First of all, ain't nothing in my car.
Right.
Ain't nothing on the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing in the ashtray.
Yeah.
You know what? Your car always
parks. I got a car seat in mine. I know mine when I see it.
I know.
Yeah, even if it's the same, exact same on the outside, you know your car on the inside.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
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 Dog, soon as I get in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because, like I tell you, I'm telling you, there's nothing in my car.
But, your car be parked in a specific spot anyway.
Well, you know, it probably usually really ain't got to go get mine. I didn't see mine.
You can see it. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's beyond about this.
By the front door.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. Yeah, well, like I said, they got the car back. It was you know, all good in the end, taken care of.
Is he driving better now?
Who? DMX?
DMX. You know, DMX rode all on the sidewalk. Y'all don't remember that? DMX was tearing up stuff in New York. Y'all don't remember
that? He can't get in no more trouble. You know that.
Yeah, he's got to tread lightly now.
Yes.
Coming up.
I'm good.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.